Powerful story, a miraculous story, almost a too hard to believe story, right? And yet the scripture's full of them. And again, our lesson today brings home a very powerful truth, and that is the importance for us in our own lives when things seem the most darkest, when we're going through a time of maybe incredible trial, to continue to praise and give thanks to God, even in the midst of that. Because certainly in the lives of the apostles, we see demonstrated today that as they did that, it literally shook the prison where they were in a very powerful way. And it'll shake our lives and the lives of those around us as we're faithful to praise and worship our God in the midst of whatever situation that we're in. And I have a story about that, actually. It really ties into that. A few months ago, I actually prayed with somebody at the altar railing, and usually I'm going across pretty quickly because there's a lot to do in that short period of time that we have together. But this particular person, I just felt drawn that I really needed to pray for her, so I took a little bit extra time with her. She just seemed to be distraught and going through a really tough time. And it was interesting. She emailed me later, "Thank you for your prayers, but I've lost my way. Believing, praying, meditating no longer seems to bring me peace. I'm not sure I believe anymore. Problems keep coming my way, and I'm less able to handle them without anger, sadness, loneliness. I've taken a hiatus from believing, and I'll see what that gets me." And so this was a woman who I've known here in at the church for a number of years. She gave me permission to share her name, but I'm going to keep that private. But knowing her for a number of years, very faithful, beautiful woman of God, but obviously going through a very significant time of trial in her life. So much so that it really shook her belief, and she had come to the place where she said to me, "You know what, I'm taking a break from believing. This believing thing in God just isn't working for anymore, and I'm gonna go the other way." And I mean, she was sincere. She was definitely just going through a really, really rough time. And it's interesting today, I want to invite us to take a look at our second lesson today in Acts. And in Acts today, we read about the reality of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can help us in the midst of our weaknesses. You know, one of the most important times to pray and worship in our lives is when we don't want to. That's the most important time to be doing it. Did you hear me? Do you see the illustration in the lesson today in the lives of the apostles? If they had any reason to abandon the Lord after being beaten with rods, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. There was this slave girl who was demon-possessed who was bothering Paul after a few days, and he cast out the demon, commanded it to leave. And then what happens? Well, they got upset about it because they lost their moneymaker, and they lied about what was going on, and they were beaten for it. I mean, if anybody had a reason to be upset with the Lord and not follow the Lord anymore, it was the disciples in that moment. But what do we find? We find their spirit welling up within them, and they're giving praise to God. They're singing hymns to Him in the innermost cell. It's dark. It's dank there. They probably haven't eaten. Their backs are sore from being beaten with rods. They're bleeding. And what are they doing? They're doing a crazy thing. They're praising God. And the reason why they're doing that is not because they thought to themselves, "Well, this will be a nice thing to do." They weren't thinking, "You know what, there's going to be some believers later on at St. John's who are going to be reading about this story, and that would be a nice thing for them to read about." That is not what was happening in their lives. What was happening was the Holy Spirit welled up within them in that moment and filled them. It was just the Holy Spirit was blessing them because they had just been persecuted in the name of the Lord Jesus, and there are blessings that came upon them because of that, songs of hymn and praise to God. And so you see, one of the most important things that you and I can do is in moments of weakness, in moments of brokenness, in moments when we especially don't feel like it, to continue to put our trust in God and to pray to Him and to seek Him. And another thing we can do is ask for the Holy Spirit's help in that. If you're in a place where you don't really feel like doing that, if you're in a place like my friend who had come to the place of saying, you know what, this God thing for me is not working anymore. I've been following him for most of my life, but he's really abandoned me now, and I'm going to abandon him. I'm going to go in the other direction. If you find yourself in that place in this moment, or find yourself in that place sometime in the future, I want you to remember Romans 8, 26 to 30. It says here, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. So, you know, there'll come a moment in our lives, maybe already has, and maybe there'll be in the future, where we're just not going to know how to pray. We will have prayed and done everything right. We'll have done everything we know what to do. We'll have done all the right things, and it's still not working. And we'll feel like, you know what, God, I'm about ready to go the other way. I've tried everything I know to do. I'm going the other direction from you because obviously you're not doing anything for me. And it's at that moment that the Spirit can help us in our weaknesses. Have you ever been in the place where you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Yeah. We've all been there. And the older that we get, and some of us are getting up in years, aren't we? We've had a lot of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. We've had experiences like that sister who is ready to give up and wants to go the other direction. But I want to encourage you in Romans 8 that the Spirit in that moment can help you in your weaknesses. And you might be saying to yourself, well, Father Joe, how do I tap into that? And it's as simple as saying, Holy Spirit, please help me. I've never done this before. I've never prayed to you like this before, but I'm listening to this crazy priest named Father Joe. I'm going to give it a try. Holy Spirit, help me. That's all you got to do. Can you say that with me? Holy Spirit, help me. And you might be saying it with tears. You might be saying it with a heart that is heavy and broken and ready to go the other direction. But the Holy Spirit in that moment can begin to help you in your weakness. And it says in here some very interesting things. But the Spirit intercedes with sighs that are too deep for words. It says he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. It says that he can intercede with us with groans that are too deep for words. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been in places in my life where my prayer has basically been a groan. That's all I could get out. Maybe it was some tears. Maybe it was some anger and yelling at God. But it's all I could get out. It was emotion, pure raw emotion. But that's where I was. And I've been in that place with other people as well. And let me just say to you, God is not afraid of your emotion. God is not afraid of your groans. God is not afraid of your tears. And it's part of the way in which the Spirit can intercede through us. And maybe sometimes you and I just need to get that out before God. That's a groaning that's too deep for words. You know, sometimes when you pray, you might not have the words to pray. And maybe that's because words aren't going to work in that place that you're at. Maybe it's your emotion. Maybe it's the tears. Maybe it's the groaning that are too deep for words. Maybe it's the sobbing. But those are all forms of prayer. It doesn't have to all be out of the prayer book. Guess what? You're a prayer book. You're a prayer book. You are. And as you listen to the resonance of the Spirit in your life, and as you pray with groans that are too deep for words, and you ask the Spirit to help you in your weakness and intercede through you and just cry out to God, that is a powerful prayer. That is a prayer that shakes prisons. That is a prayer that opens prison doors and sets captives free. That is a prayer that brings heaven to earth. That is a prayer that God has been waiting for you and me to pray for a long, long time. We know that all things work together for the good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So, you know, we realize that as we pray in faith and as we ask the Spirit to help us in our weakness, We're affirming the reality that we need the Holy Spirit's help at this point in our life, and we're affirming the reality that God's going to cause it all to work for the good. Even though I don't see how God's going to do that, I have no idea how God's going to do it. In fact, I have a hard time even believing it in that moment, but I believe it by faith. Maybe you feel like you're at the end of your rope because you're at the end of your rope. Maybe you feel like you're hanging on by a thread because you're hanging on by a thread. And maybe in that moment when you're hanging on by a thread and you're feeling this incredible groan and brokenness in your spirit and wondering where God is, maybe it's time for you to really cry out to God. Maybe that's what God's waiting for. Maybe he's waiting for you to cry out to him with all of your heart and with all of your feeling and all of your humanity. So after this woman shared with me in an email after that time of prayer with her at the altar that this is where she was at and she was going to take a hiatus, what I began to do that night was I just began to pray for her. I asked about getting together. She didn't want to get together. I was probably the last person she wanted to see at that moment, and I understand that. Sometimes people feel that way. But I just prayed for her. Prayed for her in the spirit. Prayed for her worshiping. Prayed for her in tongues. Prayed for her however the spirit was moving me to pray. And I just spent time praying for her and lifting her up before God in the midst of all the other things I was praying for. The next day, on a Sunday, I got the following email from her. My first thought is thankfulness for you in my life. But here's what I want you to know about prayer. I know you prayed for me yesterday because I didn't. I know your prayers were healing prayers. We arrived in Naples on the evening of January 1st, and just about every single day has been met with a heavy heart facing the challenges of life. Anger, sadness, loneliness, to the point where I had a strong conversation with God and said, enough. I've had enough. Going it alone for a while and seeing if things are any different. Then there was yesterday with your simple responses to my email and your prayers. Father Joe, yesterday afternoon was filled with such peace. I had no anguish, sadness, or loneliness. I was able to sit, read, and reflect on the goodness of life. I kept thinking, why? I love this. Why is there such peace? I soon realized it was the presence of the Holy Spirit in my soul, the healing power of prayer. Will I go dark again? Probably. But for sure, I will forever remember the Holy Spirit coming to me Saturday afternoon. And she goes on to say that I would like to meet with you later on. Don't give up. Don't give up. When you're at the wall, when you're ready to go in the other direction, that's the time to press in to him. He's brought you to the wall. He's brought you to the cliff as a test. And the test is, are you going to continue to follow him? Or are you going to go the other way? It's a test you want to pass. And if you need somebody to pray with you, you know, reach out to somebody. Let them know what you're going through. Father Joe, what are they going to think of me? Who cares what they think of you? You know, reach out to somebody who you know isn't going to judge you, but just going to pray for you. It can be me. It can be somebody else in this church. But when you're at that place where you're ready to give up, I thank God that she told me. She could have left here, and I may not have seen her for 3 or 4 years. never would have known. Thank God she said something. It was a cry for help. It was a cry for help. It was her last-ditch effort toward God, reaching out to me and saying, in a way, this is it. This is my last ditch with Father Joe. If it doesn't work, I'm really going to hit the road, right? That's what was going on. And people are doing that with you and me every day. You need to hear what they're saying to you. They may not say it exactly in their language, but they're saying it to you. I don't feel like I can go on. I feel like giving up. Where is God in my life? Why isn't God doing this or that in the life of my family? You need to hear what they're saying to you. They're speaking to you. They're reaching out to you because they're trying to connect with God. They're looking for a lifeline. And so I want to encourage you here today. God has made you that lifeline. That wasn't me. That was the Holy Spirit moving on her life. God wanted to touch her. God wanted to give her peace. Where is this peace coming from? I shouldn't be at peace right now. I'm upset at God. I'm not going to be at peace. You know how that goes. No, but she was at peace. The Holy Spirit was flooding her with peace, flooding her with calm, flooding her with his presence, and bringing her back home. Bringing her back into the fold, bringing her back to Jesus and the love of Jesus. So I want to encourage you here today. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us in our weakness. Be open to the riches, the glorious riches that are yours, for they are infinite. They're limitless. They're greater than any wall or any weakness or any cliff that you will ever face. You and I just have to press into that place in the Holy Spirit, in that place of weakness, to experience the greatness of God exactly at that point. All things in your life are going to work together for good. We have only to cry out to God with groans that are too deep for words and experience the deliverance he desires to give us. And so, Lord, we pray in this moment. We pray for anyone here today who is struggling just like this woman who I've shared about today. And I speak a word of faith to you. I pray for you today. I pray the Holy Spirit would come afresh upon you in the midst of your weakness, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your heartbreak, in the midst of your questioning. Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts afresh. May we trust in the Lord. May we trust in you in a way that is fresh and new. And Holy Spirit, as you intercede for us, may we be open to your answer in our lives. May we be open to your strength in the midst of our weakness. May we be open to your peace in the midst of our confusion. May we be open to your love in the midst of our struggle. And we give you thanks. And we give you praise. And we worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.